Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. A look at our cattle on feed numbers that'll be coming out into the week right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing. And that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worm, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Think strategically. Act decisively. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit safeguardcattle.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
The April cattle on feed numbers are to be released this Friday afternoon, 2 p.m. Central Time, after the markets are wrapped up for the week. Jim Ropp, top hired hand at the Livestock Market Information Center out of Denver, helping us dissect what the numbers may be this go-round. And Jim, I guess the thing that we always kind of look at, placement numbers, and we always are starting to wonder, we have wondered for a while now, I know really, I guess every report in 2012, we thought maybe this would be the month that we would see lower placement numbers compared to 1 year ago.
And we've been anticipating a lower figure for many months now. It's been difficult to explain at times why the placements have been as large as they have been. You have to really get to some subtleties of the reports and the type of data that are included and the feedlots that are not included. But I think as we look at the cattle feeding returns being deep in the red, tighter feeder cattle supplies, it looks like the March placements really start to show this bigger picture of tighter cattle supplies. Our estimate is that placements for the month of March are down fully 10 to 11% from last year's levels. Now, we did have one less day, so marketings will come in below a year ago. Other disappearance, one of those not looked at too often numbers, will probably still show quite a few head, especially in Nebraska and some of the surrounding states, moving lightweight animals, moving out of feed yards and onto grass programs. That'll put our overall on-feed inventory with that finally large decline in placements 1 to 2% above a year ago. And that's in stark contrast to just a few months ago where we were fully 3% above a year ago in the on-feed numbers in the commercial feedlots. I think as we look ahead from that 1 to 2% year-to-year increase, another monthly decline in placements of the magnitude that we've seen, hopefully a little bit of rebound in marketings, we could easily have the May 1 on-feed inventory for the first time in many months actually below a year ago. So we're certainly setting the stage for year-to-year declines in the on-feed numbers. And if we do dampen the placements as much as anticipated, this picture will change rather quickly.
Of course, we've been anticipating the cattle on-feed numbers would be getting tighter this year. It looks like we may be finally at the tipping point.
I think it is really overdue. I think there's a lot of reasons why. And I think we have to be a little bit cautious, like we've learned in the last several months. But we also do believe that as tighter feeder cattle supplies, certainly large red ink on feedlot closeouts, is going to dampen those placements, and that would be the normal pattern. It may be finally coming together where the pasture and range conditions and other market forces are allowing that to happen.
Jim Robb of the LMIC. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors or friends at Express Ranches have got their fourth grass time sale coming up April 27th. That's a Friday at 12 noon. A great set of cattle are going to be there, including 130 Angus bulls, which will include 28 cents of consensus 72-29. They'll also have 142 registered Angus pairs and fall bred cows and fancy commercial heifers. For more information, you can go to expressranches.com or give them a call 800-664-3977, Express Ranches. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.